Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
All righty. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I don't even think I can get into this on the air, Phil, but this was in the New York Post. The New York City Health Department has come out with some graphic warnings on don'ts as far as sexual activity during coronavirus 19, and they have actually issued a stern warning about, how do I say this delicately, kissing somebody else's body on a place where they usually would be sitting. Ah, yeah, otherwise known as a... So, during the COVID-19 situation, all right? No, you can look it up on the New York Post. And as far as sexual activity during COVID-19, some people might not wish to hear this, but we are reminded that in terms of safety, you are your own best sex partner. Or, as I like to say, what happens between you and your socks is between you and your socks. So, I'm just saying. So, anyway, long story short, if you are with a virus-free partner, it's okay. But that begs the question, how do we really know that your partner is virus-free? So even that is being called potentially risky behavior. Physical intimacy at the time of COVID-19. And to make matters worse, Phil, the internet, as I predicted 2 weeks ago, the internet has slowed down. So certain sites you might go to aid in the self-pleasuring process might not be, shall we say, streaming, especially the Cytheria sites, as much as you might expect. So we're basically damned if we do and damned if we don't. So, you know, we're going to see an end to the handshake, I think, as a result of this. We may also see an increase in carpal tunnel. So it's just the changes in society of epic proportions. So, yeah. Did you see the article, Phil, that I'm referencing in the New York Post about no in, I'm sorry, but I can't get around it.
I feel like that's an article that would only be written. Like, if this happened 30 years ago, that article doesn't get written. Like, it's only one that gets written today.
Oh, absolutely. Well, 30 years ago, people weren't doing that. This was only something that has happened in recent times, okay? Just so you know. Accepting certain movies made in Berlin back in the 1930s, which we won't get into. It is 13 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Seriously, guys, if she says she has a headache, what she might really be saying is, I'm not really sure that you haven't come into contact with COVID-19. Yeah. You know, it's got to suck. Phil, you're a millennial. Out there amongst millennials in the dating world, you are in your prime, baby. You are at the time where you're supposed to be sowing your wild oats, responsibly, of course, but it's impossible to do it. I would wonder exactly what the Tinder app, how down the use of Tinder is right about now. I would think that it's got to be really low, because who wants to meet somebody?
According to my friends who are single, it's actually skyrocketing.
Is that the word you want to use?
Like the Bumble, Tinder, like all of them. They're all skyrocketing because no one's got anything to do. They're all just sitting home and chatting with each other.
But if we're home chatting with each other because we don't want to expose ourselves to COVID-19, why then would we want to meet somebody for a hookup that we don't know? It kind of defeats the whole purpose of social distancing.
That I do not know the answer to.
And how has your activity been on Grindr? Has that been...
It's pretty solid.
Pretty solid? Okay, good. Happy to hear that. Now, you're a bear, right? Okay. It is 4:14. I just got the salute from Phil once again. It is 4:14. Now, we don't judge anybody on this show. I mean, Phil is who he is, and we love him. Now, Phil, you're... he's concentrating now. Phil's concentrating because we're going to be going to Mayor Byron Brown momentarily. Yep, just flip me off again. And we will be, oh no, that was a scratch of the lip. You touched your face, Phil. You touched your face. You just don't get it. You just don't get it. By the way, somebody sent me an email and said, hey, Tom, there has been a case at least once, and I guess this happened in West Seneca, of a dude who got busted for drunk driving. He was like 0.20. And during the vehicle and traffic stop, as he was pulled over and doing his sobriety test, this guy repeatedly coughed in the officer's face or faces and said, I have COVID-19. But then afterwards said, I'm only kidding. Leading me to wonder if perhaps he may have accidentally bumped his head on the side of the car as he was being put into it by officers. Accidentally. I'm not inferring anything whatsoever. I'm simply stating, I wonder if it might have been an accident given his level of intoxication. It is, and sometimes the stairs at the police station can be particularly slippery this time of year. It is 4:16 at News Radio 930 WBEN. What? Huh? Anyway, welcome to the show. We're awaiting Byron Brown, the mayor of the city of Buffalo. And, you know, every day, by the way, every day, this should actually be instructive for a lot of people. I've told you repeatedly that ever since the gravity of this thing became known to me and to the people that I usually hang out with pretty much every day of the week, we have all of us basically isolated ourselves to the greatest degree possible. We don't hang out in person at all. We'll text, we'll message on Facebook, but as far as physical hanging out, no, we don't do it. And the only people I come into contact with at a safe distance are the people with whom I work. But we have tons of disinfectant around here and basically one other person. That's it. Other than that, I am a social isolate, just as you are probably a social isolate. But at least, thank God I've got the chance to come into work and do my thing to get me through this and hopefully help to get you guys through it as well. We are awaiting Byron Brown. But, you know, one of the things that I'd like to get into on WBEN, we did this yesterday and a lot of people wanted to get on the radio to talk about this. And I'm going to whip out two topics. Number one is I want to hear from those of you who believe you either had or currently have COVID-19, but you never called the doctor, you haven't been to the ER, because you figure, what's the point? They're probably not going to have a test for me anyway. So those of you who have experienced the symptoms of COVID-19 and you're 99% sure you have had it, I'd like to hear about your experiences, because it just stands to reason, given the finite number of tests that can be performed right now and that have been able to be performed, that a lot more of you out there have COVID-19 than are actually included in the actual statistics on COVID-19. And I know I mentioned this yesterday, but part of me does wonder, and this falls in the realm of conjecture, okay? This is wondering aloud. It is not based on fact. It's simply wondering aloud. I wonder for how long this thing has really been in our community. I wonder if it's been out there longer than we have been told, or longer than we knew it has been out there. Because when you think back to the people you know in your life, maybe November, October, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. People you know in your life, maybe December, January, February, who were complaining, I never get a chest cold, and I've never been so sick with a chest cold as I've been with this one. Or, my God, we had to take my sister to the hospital because she couldn't breathe. That's never happened before. Part of me wonders if this thing has been out there for longer than we have known. I've talked to doctors who do not believe that is the case, who believe that it is more likely that people had the common flu, the seasonal flu, or some other situation, even a nasty cold, possibly allergies. But at this point, you know, over the past 2 or 3 weeks, have you had symptoms of COVID-19, but you never got tested and you basically rode them out? You were spiking a fever. You had a real hard time breathing. It was filled with body aches and extreme fatigue. Maybe some of those symptoms, maybe one of those symptoms. Do you think you had it, but you just aren't included in the official statistics? I bet there are a lot of people listening who are in that boat. And part of you doesn't want to call your doctor because you don't want to be stigmatized. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. On WBEN, let's go live to Delaware Park. Mayor Byron Brown.
Of the city of Buffalo to do that too. All of our parks in the city of Buffalo are beautiful. You don't have to come to the same park every time. Try out some of the other great parks in the city of Buffalo. Walk in your own neighborhood while observing a safe social distance from other members of our community. It's great being out here tonight. We see families walking together, people who live in the same household. Yes, we've seen two together, we've seen four together, we've seen six together. The good thing about it is when we are seeing groups of people, they're all coming from the same household, so they are practicing the proper social distancing. There are a lot of questions being asked about city parks. One of the things that I want to emphasize before I turn things over to our Deputy Commissioner for Parks, Andy Rabb, is the parks in the city of Buffalo are open for passive purposes only. They're not open for golf. The golf season in our parks doesn't begin until April 25th. They're not open for basketball, soccer, cricket, tag, only for passive purposes so that we can keep people safe. We don't want any mass gatherings in parks. We want to make sure people are maintaining safe social distances so that we don't spread the virus in our community. The good thing that Michelle and I have seen in being in different parks around the city and in walking in our own neighborhood is that people are practicing social distancing. They are doing it the right way, and we're seeing more and more compliance. Now, to really answer some of the frequently asked questions that we're getting about parks in the city of Buffalo, I'm going to turn things over to our Deputy Commissioner for Parks, Andy Rabb.
Thank you, Mayor. As we are practicing social distancing here, for the most part, we are seeing people really take this seriously and are keeping their distance from other patrons in parks. But I just want to reiterate what the mayor was talking about, that we have many parks in the city. All of the sports activities are closed. Also, all of the playgrounds and fitness equipment stations are closed. We have signs up today. We're putting more signs up, and we'll have them up before this weekend to remind people that we're asking them to please stay off of the features and the equipment. Also, all park buildings are closed. Pools are closed currently. And we will continue to monitor the situation and work with other organizations, such as our partners with the Buffalo Olmsted Parks Conservancy and Stephanie and her staff, for our park citywide.
Thank you very much, Deputy Commissioner Rabb. I also want to recognize that our partner at the Olmsted Parks Conservancy, Stephanie Crockett, the executive director, is out here with us, practicing a safe social distance as well with members of her staff who are also properly social distancing. I want to thank them for that. I want to remind residents of the city of Buffalo that our garbage and recycling pickup is still working on the regular schedule. I want to thank our sanitation workers, our recycling contractor, for the great job that they're doing in picking up garbage and recycling in our city on schedule. It is important to note that heavy trash pickup would normally begin in the city of Buffalo on April 4th. Heavy trash pickup is suspended in the city of Buffalo. So for those of you that were expecting to put out heavy trash, we're asking you to hold that, because heavy trash pickup that would have started on April 4th and then moved from council district to council district, all nine council districts, has been suspended. Please do not subject yourself to a fine by putting out heavy trash at this time.
Now, thank God the pools are closed. That's all I can say. Nothing like a refreshing dip on a 58-degree day. That is Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown live on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll be going to the White House at some point in the next hour right here on the Bowerly program. Thank you so much for being there and being part of the program. So, you weren't tested. You don't know for sure if you had COVID-19. But based on the symptoms and what you went through, you're pretty sure you did. And maybe you don't live alone and you saw it spread through your home and different people had different reactions. Maybe one person in the house had a fever. The other person in your house had congested lungs. And another person in your house was simply super fatigued. Or maybe you had all of those symptoms. 803-0930, star 930. And 1-800-616-WBEN. And the other thing I want to get into, you know, they say that there's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area. They said that way back when at Woodstock back in 1969, and I guess we'll say it again here. Which profession would you like to give a shout out to say thank you? Which profession or professions do you think need to be recognized during this time? Those professions which are keeping the rest of us going. And we'll start taking some telephone calls right after the news at 4:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
4:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It's almost heretical to talk over the voice of Johnny Cash. I'm sorry. All right, if you're just joining us, we'll be going to the White House in the next hour for the update. Around 5, 5:30, 6, whenever. Whenever it happens, you'll hear it live here on News Radio 930 WBEN. A couple of things that I've got for you guys. Number one, we did this yesterday and kind of ran out of time with all of the breaking news and everything. But if you believe, like really believe that you have or had COVID-19, but you're not 100% because you didn't get tested and you might not even have called the doctor, maybe you didn't want to be stigmatized or ordered to quarantine, but you did it on your own, I'd like to hear what you have been through. And the other thing is, which professions would you like to give a shout out to for being there during this situation? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Right to the calls as promised. Matt in Evans on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Hi, Matt.
Yes, I most definitely think me and my wife both had it back in December, just after Christmas. We were both laid up out of work at least for a month. Fortunately, I was out of work at the time. My plant shut down. But yeah, I think we both had it.
And tell us why you think you had that and not something else.
Okay. Well, I'm a Gulf War veteran, so I've got a lot of inoculations during deployments, and I rarely ever get sick. I normally have the occasional sinus infection here or there, every spring, every fall. But I never get the flu-like symptoms, and either does my wife. And it was very strange because we were both sitting there one day on the couch, and during my illness, I said to my wife, "This feels very odd to me. I normally don't feel this way when I'm sick. It's normally, you know, sinuses, watery eyes, but this was completely new and different."
And what were some of the detailed symptoms that you had?
It was the cough at nighttime, constantly coughing, waking me up during the night trying to sleep. It was taking deep inhale breaths. I couldn't inhale deeply.
Mm-hmm.
We both had fevers. It was very odd.
And are you the kind of person, you might have already meant this when you talked about your lack of history of getting sick, but are you a person who typically spikes a fever, or was this totally out of the ballpark for you?
Totally out of the ballpark. Me and my wife never spike fevers. We never get the flu. It was very odd.
Yeah, I don't spike fevers whatsoever, so it definitely sounds familiar. But you are pretty sure that you had it, and as you look back now, based on what we think we know about COVID-19 now, are you able to identify, do you think you were at a holiday party, or was there somebody that you had encountered who'd recently been to China?
Well, not to China, but we did have family over. My wife's side came over for the holidays, and we probably had 30 people at the house. And soon after that, Tom, I would say at least 50% of my wife's family got sick.
Really? With the same kind of symptoms you and your wife had?
Same kind of symptoms, yes. My daughter was up from North Carolina, and she got ill. And she actually, the doctors put her on an inhaler, and she never gets sick.
Wow. And this was back in December when the people in China were identifying this as COVID-19, coronavirus 19. Very interesting. So you're pretty sure that you and your wife and I guess family members have had it.
Yes, I'm almost positive. I mean, they didn't have tests back then. I've been talking to other people at work, saying that they ran tests and it just came up that there was no test for that. There was nothing showing up. So it wasn't the influenza that they were testing for.
Very interesting. All right, Matt, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Of course, you know, one of the issues, as Phil pointed out off air, is that anybody who had any of these symptoms over the past 2 months might assume they had coronavirus. You know, one of the things that that seems to be the telltale on this one, but I think it's kind of dependent on how you usually are, is that spike in fever. That seems to be a common denominator with this one amongst people who are the most severely affected. But it's also a common denominator with the seasonal flu, and can be a denominator if you've got a really, really bad cold. Let's go back to the calls, and it is Pam in Buffalo. Pam, you're on WBEN. What's your story?
Hi, Tom. First of all, I'm happy you're on the radio talking about this. But my daughter had all those symptoms back in right around Christmas, too. And she couldn't, you know, with the fever, you know, like real high fever for days. She couldn't get up off the couch. When she took a deep breath, it hurt her. And the coughing. And she went, my son-in-law said, just go over, because she lives near DeGraff, and said, just go to the emergency room. So she did that, and they did chest x-rays, but they ended up just treating her for pneumonia because they didn't know what was wrong with her.
Hmm. They give her antibiotics?
Yes. Yes.
And how about her husband? Did he also come down with it?
It ended up, all of them went through it, but it was different things with each one. You know, not each one were so severe as her, but... You know, my granddaughter had the fever, you know, for a few days that she, you know, she was just so tired, too, that she wanted to go back to school when the kids went back. And my, you know, they ended up picking her up and bringing her home because she just couldn't, you know, stay awake in school. She was just so tired.
No, that's very interesting, because one group of people I know, one person spiked a fever, the other one had congested lungs, and the other one was fatigued.
Yeah, see, so I don't know. And so she says, maybe it was, Mom, I don't know. But I really feel now that it had to be that, you know, because it went through the house. Thank God, you know, being Christmas and that, we didn't, no one else really contacted it. So that was lucky. But also I want to, you said to give a shout out to the people, you know, who we think our heroes.
Yeah, the unsung heroes of COVID-19.
Well, my daughter-in-law is a nurse at Millard Suburban, and right now she's on self-quarantine because a coworker tested positive. So she was in Monday and was tested, and she has to wait for her test to come back. So, I mean, these people are, you know, and even her coworker who was working had just come back from Ireland and told them that he wasn't feeling well, but they're so short that they told him to come in. So, and she ended up working next to him. So now she's waiting to find out if she has it, and then it would go through, you know, my son and their two children and that. And so So I'm just kind of, you know, like these people are out there working and putting themselves in harm's way, and thank God they're there for us.
Well, indeed, and thank you very much for the call. I mean, I think it's a good practice in terms of your own hygiene and your own social distancing to assume you have been exposed to COVID-19. I've been operating like that now for quite some time, and so far, so good with basic social isolation, with the exception of the people at work where we maintain social distancing and where we have plenty of disinfectant and one other person. And that's it. Except, of course, needed trips to the grocery store. And by the way, when you go to the grocery store without looking like a hoarder, if you can get everything you need in one trip instead of making five trips a week, probably not the worst thing you could do. And if one of you could go to the grocery store instead of the entire family, probably not a bad thing to do, because you'll reduce the risk of any one of you coming into contact with it. By the way, I see that Wegmans is putting up barriers between clerks and patrons, which is a real good idea, because without those grocery store clerks, how are we going to pay for our groceries? And we have to keep that supply chain as healthy as possible. Back to the calls, and Debbie in Tonawanda on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi.
I need some verification. I was listening, you know, throughout this whole incident that we are not supposed to go to the ER. But correct me if I'm wrong. Did Governor Cuomo state that if you live in Buffalo, go to the ER?
When did he state that? Today?
No, 2 days ago, I believe. I just need verification if I heard that correctly.
I can't help you, because I don't know that I heard the entire news conference.
What was that?
I did not hear the entire news conference, so I can't help you. Why? Just out of curiosity, why is that important?
Well, because we've been told that we shouldn't go to the ER, because there's other issues that they're taking care of besides corona there, and they're supposed to be testing sites.
Yeah, actually, what people have been told is only go to the ER if you absolutely positively can't breathe and you feel like it is a life-threatening situation. And if you must go to the ER or call 911, you are to notify the ER in advance or tell the 911 dispatcher that you believe it's COVID-19. In most cases, most people don't need to go to the ER because basically they're gonna be fine at home.
No, I understand. Several people working on the front line with the coronavirus, many physicians and nurses in the family. So I was just a little shocked when he said, "If you live in Buffalo, you can go right to the ER."
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Confirm whether I had heard that or not.
Right. I mean, you can go to the governor's website and maybe there's a transcript up, but and if that was said, there's no reason for a million calls to come in saying that's what he said. There's a million words that are being said right now, and honestly, I cannot remember verbatim what every politician says during each and every news conference. I can only relate to you what the doctors that we've talked to have told me on the air. And that is, for most people, you're going to do just fine at home dealing with COVID-19. If you believe that it is a life-threatening situation, call 911 or call your nearest emergency room and let them know that you are on your way, and then go to the ER after you have made the notification to them that you are on the way. But one of the messages that has come out in this whole thing is the overwhelming majority of people are going to be able to ride this thing out at home. They suggest plenty of rest. I'm not a doctor. I'm simply relaying what they've said. They simply suggest plenty of rest, plenty of fluids, and obviously do not leave the house. And when you have things dropped off to your house, like groceries or needed supplies, don't have any interaction with the person doing the drop-off. And obviously, you're going to be in a position more so than anybody else to know what your individual normal is. And you'll be in a position to know when you think that you ought to go to the emergency room. I mean, if you think you ought to go to the emergency room because you can't breathe, probably not a bad idea. But I would definitely do the courtesy of giving the ER a heads up, because we need those healthcare workers and we need them in fine fettle for the duration. And I do not recall that exact quote. I don't remember hearing that exact quote, but frankly, there have been hour after hour after hour of news conferences and questions and statements, and I would be lying if I told you I remember what everybody has said. Here is Stacy in Hamburg. Stacy.
Hi, how are you, Tom?
Hi.
So I'm kind of calling. It's a little bit off topic, but I think it has something to do with it. My take on it is I haven't really had any symptoms of COVID-19, but even if I were to, as far as going to try and get tested or anything, I just kind of look at it as, why would I stress myself out about getting a test when, in all honesty, it's not going to really benefit me other than, I mean, you know, going towards the statistics of how many positives we have. But
that's an excellent point, because it's not going to change the treatment, because there is no treatment.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, you know, and I mean, if I can stay home and if I do have any symptoms of it or whatever, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay home and, you know, do my best to take care of myself. But like I said, a lot of people seem to be, you know, freaking out a little bit about, oh, I know I need to go and get tested and they don't have symptoms. But I mean, how is it going to do anything if you do anyways?
You know what? I agree with you 100%. I mean, the only way I can think of that I would want to be tested is if I showed up at the hospital because I could not breathe, I would want the test so the people who were taking care of me knew to take extra special precautions around me so they didn't get it.
Yeah, exactly. And if there was, say it was like bronchitis or something, I mean, there's treatments for that. So if you're really in that position where it comes to that you can't breathe or you're having trouble, it'd be nice to know if there is a possible treatment. But I mean, if you're just having like cold-like symptoms and you're just coughing and sneezing, I don't see the point in really knowing, I guess.
Yeah, there's no need to catastrophize it. And this is a great phone call, because if you were to test positive for COVID-19, you're not going to go and check into a ventilator right now. That's not going to happen. You're going to be told to see if you can't wait it out at home.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, get plenty of rest, drink plenty of fluids, eat the right foods, everything our moms told us to do. But at such point as you believe the situation is becoming critical to your future survival on the planet, at that point, you might need some aggressive aggressive medical intervention. I'm with you. If I had the symptoms of COVID-19, I would not bother the resources to get tested for it. I'd simply stay home and do what I know the doctor's going to tell me to do anyway.
I don't know, and it goes back to like people getting anxiety over possibly having it. I mean, whether you know if you have it or not, the only real difference that it's going to make is if you are having severe symptoms where you need medical intervention. But knowing that you have it otherwise and it's just a simple cold, the only thing that's going to give you is anxiety. You know, whether you have a cold or whether you have COVID-19, you know, just stay home, stay away from people. Don't go out if you don't need to. You know, like any other thing, you want to stop the spread of the flu and the cold anyways. So,
yeah, I agree. And thank you very much. I mean, I wonder if, in addition to the handshake probably becoming a thing of the past, people going to work with a cough will be a thing of the past. Because in the old days, you went to work with a cough, people would maybe look at you sideways, but they weren't terribly worried you were going to kill them. I would not start coughing at work right now. Probably not a good idea. And how many of you have been at work or in a public place and somebody has coughed and they've said, no, it's not COVID-19. It's almost like an instant reaction, because we don't want to be stigmatized. It is 4:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly, coming up at some point during the next hour, we'll have the White House Coronavirus Task Force news briefing on WBEN.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.